Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Big Bad Morning Show. Me and Rob today. Rob is having a little difficulty in Seattle right now with the equipment, so we'll talk to him in a second. Right now we got Steve Molesky talking about Orioles baseball. Good morning, Steve.
Ed, good morning.
Morning. Just want to kind of talk about some people we don't ordinarily get to. You know, we talk about Jackson Holliday all the time, and obviously with Gunnar coming back and Adley and all the things that, you know, that go with that. There's some guys on the team that I'm curious what you think right now. And I just want to start with Jorge Mateo. I've always liked Jorge because I think you can't teach speed and it adds a different element to the game. And people may not realize this, but he's only played in 29 games. Like others have played like 59, 60, 54. He's got 14 steals. That's at the, you know, near the top of the Major League Baseball. So he still does produce on the base paths. The Orioles must see some value in him because they still have him, despite the fact he's only batting 200.
Well, they have always liked Jorge Mateo, and probably more than the fan base. If you hear some of the fan reaction,
definitely.
And the other day when he botched that ball in center field, man, he really took a public beating for that. But it's you're right. It's like Buck Showalter said, bring what you can bring. He brings his speed and he brings some good infield defense. And so we haven't seen him at short. I mean, that's where he plays, but he's obviously not going to play ahead of Gunnar. He's not going to play ahead of Jackson. He's not going to play ahead of Westberg.
Right. Yeah.
So he's a bench guy on this team. And right now they need him a little more because the guys keep dropping like flies. But the Orioles have always liked what he brings. And so he's never, outside of a few flashes here and there, hit much in the big leagues. And that's always been holding him back.
Yeah. I've always liked him. Same. And I'm the lone Mateo fan in this studio. any day. The other guys would like to see him go, I think. I've always liked him, though. Anyway, I'm one of my other favorites, who is kind of a fan favorite, but struggling this year, is Ryan Mountcastle. His power numbers are down, only two home runs. But the last seven games, he's batting, nearly 500, 467, three doubles, I believe. It looked like he's heating up. It looked like Ryan Mountcastle again. We just talked to Ryan Ripken, who said he's, other than Gunnar, he may be the best pure hitter on the team. And he pulls, of course, now he's injured with the hamstring pull. But what do you think of Ryan this year? And were you hopeful when you saw him starting to heat up?
Well, I mean, it's like a curse around this team much of this year. As soon as the guy gets going, Mountcastle get going here the last week or so, then there's an injury. So it's just quite amazing. And I mean, when you think about it, Ed, Mullins, Mountcastle, Kowser, Westberg.
I know.
I mean, that's half a lineup that's not available to the team right now due to injury. And so disappointing. And I just don't know where the power has gone with Ryan. I think he made some adjustments when the wall got moved back to try to be more of an off-field hitter because he can hit it out anywhere in the ballpark. And he never rediscovered that stroke. And then maybe in trying to rediscover that stroke, there's been some chasing. He's always been a guy who chased some pitches. And so it just never come together for him here. And it's been a long stretch of that. So really disappointed for him that just when some hits started coming, this happened, you know. Just can't buy a break right now.
He really can't. I really feel bad for him because I know he's, you know, I know it's like he was struggling anything, but he was struggling all season. Gets his groove going. And same with the other guy. I mean, Seti was doing the same thing, having a good year. Still, he's a team in home runs, and then that happens. We had some great pitching outings against the White Sox. He had three pitches go deep in the games. I think Eflin went seven. Morton 6 2/3, Kramer 6. They won, you know, three close games. They finally get a sweep, but no timetable on Grayson. Bradish now August. I thought it was going to be July. August is a long way off. What's your assessment of the pitching staff right now?
I mean, right now it looks really good. One earned run all weekend by the starters against the White Sox. And I mean, Ed, they only scored 9 runs in sweeping that series. So if they had lost a couple of those games, we'd be complaining about the offense this morning, but we're not complaining about it because they only gave up 4 runs. They pitched so well. And Charlie Morton is a revelation. Now he's turned it around. And to me, this is why teams stick with struggling players, even when they're struggling as badly as he was, with a long track record. And even when they're 41, because they were seeing some things within those struggles that said maybe they won't go on forever. And they haven't. And I mean, right now, yesterday, 45% whiff rate on the curveball. And he's now throwing his curveball 40%+, which was like he did last year. And he just looks like a new man. And it's really welcome right now because, man, they've had a run of pitching. I mean, in their last 6 wins, they've given up 9 runs.
Yeah. I mean, it's been something. It's been something, yeah. And from the 10,000-foot view, we started talking about the imbalance in leagues. And so the Yankees lost a series to the Dodgers this weekend. Then they get swept, but they did lose the series. They got great teams out in the National League West. The Mets have 37 wins, Phillies 36. Do you think one league has an advantage over the other this year as far as, you know, the quality of the elite teams?
Well, I mean, I think people think the National League is better right now. I mean, that could change over a few months. We'll see. But the Cardinals, obviously the Orioles saw it firsthand, are playing really well right now. Yeah. And they actually had the best record of any major league team in May. St. Louis and the Yankees had the best on the AL East, 17-9. The Orioles went 9-18 and lost 8.5 games in the month. Can you imagine that? Wow. They lost 8.5 games in the standings in 1 month. They were only 5.5 out, say only, at the end of April, but now they're 14. And so, you know, this task is daunting. But the National League looks a little better right now, and I think the Yankees got spanked there over the weekend once or twice.
Oh, they gave away 18 runs. I think the second game was the first game. I forget, but yeah, they got punched around pretty well.
Yeah, and they got the lefty too. Their big ace, they hit him too.
Yeah, surprising. I mean, that's why I brought it up because I saw some, you know, articles on, you know, ESPN and MLB.com and all, but you know, is the National League that much more stronger? Given what the Dodgers did to the Yankees, and that's why I bring it up because it's just. Just curious, and when the Orioles were closer, I kept thinking that, you know, the Yankees were not unbeatable. You know, it just, you know, they weren't this juggernaut they usually are. But now that we've gotten ourselves in such a deep hole, I kind of think even a wild card's a long shot.
What are they, 14 out, I think, in the division, and they're 9.5 out, last I checked, in the wild card. And I mean, so they would need to go 19-8 or something like that this month, like St. Louis did in May. And then even then they'd still be 4 or 5 games under, but at least they'd probably be, you know, much better off in the standings. So it's doable. There's enough time, but it's very daunting when you think about what they would have to roll off. And it just don't look like they're capable of rolling that off.
No. All right, Steve, thanks a lot. I always love talking to you. Tell us about Substack and what's going on with you.
Well, thanks, Ed. Yeah, I'm over there for my content this season, and it's been great. Write daily articles and I have some videos and I have a podcast now. And my most recently released podcast is JJ Cooper, Baseball America, really took off. So a lot of people are hearing that. So they can follow me at steveonbaseball.substack.com and come on over and hang out.
All right. You're not going to find anybody more knowledgeable. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right, Ed. Thanks. Have a good one.
You too. We're going to continue with that discussion and the one we ended with about the National League and American League, given what happened with the Yankees and Dodgers. Going to talk about that. Got Jerry Brembry at 8:45. Going to talk some NBA playoffs. And, of course, Shovels at 8:30.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fly ball left center field. Trent Grisham on the move. He's at the track. He's at the wall. It's gone. It's career home run 200 for Max Muncy. And it's an early explosion for the Dodgers, leading the Yankees 7-0.
Yeah, Dodgers blew the Yankees out on Saturday. It was an absolute beatdown, 18-2. They won Friday as well. At home, beating the Yankees. I believe that score was 8-5.
It was, yeah.
8-5. Yes, yeah. And then yesterday, the Yankees won 7-3 on Sunday Night Baseball. And, see, you know, some would believe that this proves that the Dodgers are heads and shoulders above everybody else in baseball.
I don't know why.
Keep in mind, the Dodgers are 21-9 at home. 21-9.
Yeah.
If I'm the Yankees walking away from that, I'm not believing that. We took a game. It was one game that was not competitive. We won the third game. They're 21-9. The Dodgers is just one game over 500 on the road.
They're 15-14. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if that series was in New York, Ed, I'd say yes. But the fact that this is a team that's 21-9 at home and one game over 500 on the road, no, I'm not. I don't think it proves anything. I think it proves there's a battle between two of the best teams in baseball.
I could totally agree with you. I saw that because, you know, the people were talking about it. I saw the little clickbait on, I guess it was ESPN Sports. Does this proves nothing. It proves nothing. I mean, one blowout proves nothing in baseball. We see it all the time. It's not uncommon. I mean, it's happened to pretty much, I can rattle a couple off the top of my head that I've seen recently. Good teams, they just got, the snot beat out of them. I don't know what that proves. The Yankees took the last game of the series. They were, they lost 8-5 in the second game. Okay. And as you say, they're on the road. What does it prove? It's a three-game series. Somebody's got to win it. You can't tie. So, and I don't know how that proves anything. And the Dodgers, first of all, the Dodgers don't even have the best record in the National League.
No, they don't.
The Mets and the Cubs have one more win each. So I don't know what they're talking about.
I think we both agree when we say the Dodgers are loaded. I'm not saying that.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
The Dodgers are a loaded baseball team.
Yeah.
Look at the payroll to prove it. However, if they won three games by five or more runs out there in L.A., and the Yankees just looked like they were completely out of it, then yes. But two games. First, game number one, Yankees lost, but they were competitive. Game number three, Yankees won. I don't think it proves that the Dodgers are head and shoulders or so far out in front of everybody on another stratosphere.
No.
It proves that they are 21-9 at home and they're a dominant team at home. But when you play 29 games on the road and you're only one game over 500, yeah, it's a long season, but that's a large enough sample size for us to at least examine that.
Yeah, I thought that was a real, you know, I'm assuming the people that wrote that were just looking for controversy, because to me it proved absolutely nothing. The Dodgers have the same record as the second place Phillies in the East. So, I mean, it's just, they're loaded, absolutely. But there's a lot of good teams this year. You know, well, at least this team, I don't know if there's more than any other year, but you know who the good teams are now this far right into the season. When you look around both leagues, you know, the city you're in right now, they're leading the AL West. The Astros are right behind them, as they usually are, right, you know, in the mix. The Tigers look like just a powerhouse this year because pitching is so good. But the Guardians are secretly, you know, kind of sneakily good. And so are the Twins, as we got to see. And the Royals, there's four teams over 500 in the Central. You know, and of course, now in the AL East, you got, you know, three teams now over 500, finally. If this PT, you know, baseball, they're coming around the way it works here. You know, look kind of bleak for a while for the division. It's very weak this year, but now they're coming back. So I think it's pretty balanced in both leagues right now.
Now, I will say this to Joe's question about the American League.
Mm-hmm.
I think right now, in my opinion, the only two teams that I will put up against the Dodgers are the Yankees and the Tigers.
Yeah. Yeah, I
Those
think the Tigers are really good.
That will confidently put up against them.
Yeah, I give the Yankees credit because they got banged up this year too. And people did step up and kept them in first place, and they kept winning. So I give the Yankees a lot of credit for the way they've maintained their lead and their momentum and stuff. They haven't faltered. The Tigers just look awesome because of pitching. That's a good baseball team, man.
Ed, when you can't score, you can't win.
No. That's a really good baseball team.
Jerry Bembry joins us to cry along with Ed at 8:45. But on the other side, Ed, we got shovels.
Yeah, we do. I'm going to give mine to Bonnie Blue. We've talked about, Jeremy talks about it all the time. You're just not going to believe what she's doing this Father's Day. I mean, you're not going to believe it.
She just has the right last name.
Yeah.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057. The Fan Shovels next. 5:31 in the AM. You all call it 8:31. It's time for shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057 is the number. I'm broadcasting live from Seattle just to let you know our audio situation. The Wi-Fi in this hotel room for some reason is not compatible to my Via tie line. So we're doing it on the phone today. We will have this remedied by tomorrow and have it sounding as professional as possible once again. So thank you for your patience. Ed, who gets your shovel today?
Bonnie Blue. You know who Bonnie Blue is. She's the, you know, OnlyFans porn lady, slept, you know, 1,000 men, and all the stunts she's been pulling. Well, this month she's got a, she's definitely ratcheted her game up here.
And ratchet is the key word.
I mean, ratchet she is. Father's Day, June 15th, Bonnie Blue plans to sleep with 2,000 men in one day. 2,000 in one day, Father's Day. Tied up in a glass box, open to the public. So you can, quote, as she says, she told men to, quote, get involved or just walk around and watch, end quote, as she plans the shocking 2,000 man stunt. And she, you know, she says, includes husbands, dads, and barely legals in 24 hours on June 15th. She, have, of course, had the record of, you know, 1,000 men in one day. So let me, she's going to be in public, tied up in a glass box, and have 2,000 men have sex with her. How do you like that?
I don't like that. You know her real name?
No.
Tia Emmer Billinger.
Dillinger?
Billinger.
Yeah.
From Stapleford, England. She actually has a spouse.
She currently married? I thought she was married. Yeah, I thought so. That I do remember.
Oliver,
I did read about her.
Davidson, what is wrong with you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. She's married.
Yeah. But she definitely, you know, I mean, you talk about clicks. I can't imagine the number of clicks she's going to get as a result of this. You know, it's going to be on fire. It is.
I can't imagine the other things that she's going to get because of this, and what else is going to be on fire.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, my God,
it's disgusting. Yeah,
you go, girl. My shovel goes to, let me just reference him for the day as Diarra. The best way I can describe this to you, Ed, is to make this you and I, okay? I'm going to make it a hypothetical you and I. Let's say the only way I ever communicated with you was through text. I never called. I only texted you. So one day I'm sitting with Joe, and I need to call you for something. And I turn to Joe and say, hey, Joe, can I get Ed's number? And Joe looks to me and says, you got his number. No, I don't. Yeah, you do. You text him all the time. And I look at Joe and I say, well, no, that's his text number. That's not his call number. DR did that. Did not understand that text numbers and call numbers were the same number.
You're kidding.
I thought they were two.
Really?
I can't make this up.
Oh, that's.
I can't make this up.
Right.
And I'm referencing him as DR because I think DR is a low-key gangster and I could wake up missing. So I'm not going to give out his real name. As you know me,
right?
I have no problems giving out real names, but I'm not going there with DR. DR is DR will probably laugh because I didn't give out his real name, but if I gave out his real name, he may not laugh. So I'm not going to do that this morning. He did not understand that text numbers and call numbers were the same thing. He turned and said, give me that person's number.
I can't believe
he
said
that,
actually.
You have the number. You text all the time. No, I don't. But that's not the same number. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know how that's possible. I'm going to take your word for it.
You're trying to wrap your brain around it.
Yeah, like, really?
When I was told this story, I did the same thing. I said, whoa, wait a minute. Back up. You said what? He didn't what?
I mean, come on.
Oh, gosh. I know DR's daughter. And, yeah. Apple and tree are real close to one another.
I'm sure.
I'm going to die. I'm going to Seattle. I hope everybody forgets this story by next Monday when I get back.
Unbelievable.
407-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. And did the temperature get any better there in Baltimore? You said it was 36 degrees when you came to work?
No, it was 46, but it's chilly enough. It was 46 when I went to work this morning. It's 58 now, so it's nicer.
Chilly. Yeah, that's what I got, 59 here.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull up Seattle's weather here. It was all right when we got in yesterday. Jeez, Liz, it's only 47 here.
Ah, well, it's still early, though, there.
It's only a high of 69.
Oh. Oh, well, that's only a high of 73 here, so it's not far off. But, I mean, what is it? It's not even, what is it, 20 to 70? It's still like 540 out there, right?
Yeah, where's my summer?
I don't know. I really don't. I don't know what's
it's
going
summer.
On. Yeah.
I mean, June 1 is normally like 85, am I right?
It's usually warm. Nah, we get warm days. You get warm days in May sometime, real warm.
I remember traditionally my birthday is normally at least 80.
Yeah.
This year it was high 60. And it really pissed me off.
Yeah, it's you know, definitely been chilly. And we had a cold winter. It was like 12 degrees, I believe, below normal this winter. So, weather's definitely, I don't know about global warming, but climate change I will go with. That's definitely true.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know why. I just don't want it to go the opposite direction. I can handle it getting warmer. I don't like cold, man. I'm not going to lie to you. I hate cold.
I got to save the polar bears. I don't want the ice cap to melt.
It'll kill me?
You'll be all right.
I won't be all right, man. I'm not built for cool. I'm not. Now, we were talking about Charlie Morton a little bit earlier. Do you have any faith that Charlie Morton will continue to pitch on the plus side? I'm not saying outings like yesterday, but he will continue to pitch on the plus side. Do you have any faith in that?
Yeah, I do. I mean, because I found it hard to believe he was that bad. Because he was never an ace. You know, he was never that guy. But he was always a good pitcher. He was a good, he'd give you a couple, I don't know, decent outing, give you a chance to win. He was that guy. He was, you know, pick a quote, innings eater, chance to win guy. That was him. He was never a shutdown, dominant pitcher. But if he could just be back to that, You know, and some version of what we saw this weekend. Yeah, I'm confident he can do that because guys have done that to his age.
I'll admit it, and I even said it to him. I was one of the guys that was ready to DFA him.
Yeah,
I was. I was one of those guys, man. I'm not going to sit here and act like, oh, I knew he would do it. I thought I was watching a 40-year-old pitcher who was done. I thought I was witnessing a 40-year-old pitcher whose better days or productive days, with all of our better days are behind us.
Yeah.
When you get to the other side of 35, 40 years old. But I thought he was a 40-year-old pitcher whose productive days were behind him. I did not think he'd bounce back from that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's off the fringes.
I mean, look, that's what a lot of us felt. I mean, just it was enough, man. It was too hard to watch. But then again, you know, when you see him come back and have a couple, and he's had a couple of decent outings as of late. So now it's like he looks like a different person. So you kind of have to feel a little bit better about the, you know, they didn't just, you know, knee jerk and you know, shoot him into the sun. So I'm kind of optimistic that he has had the outings he's had. And this one looked really, really good. I guess, you know, a weak team, but still, a Major League Baseball team.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Mike Borvik joins us at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, maybe I could be the voice of reason with Ed and Jerry Bembry on talking about these Knicks.
Yeah.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore's Big...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on vacation. Joining us right now from the undefeated, he is Jerry Bembry. What's going on, Jerry?
What's going on, Rob? Ed, how you guys doing today?
I'm okay.
Doing well, man. Doing well. I mean, I should ask how you two are.
I hear it in your voice, Ed. I know the feeling, Ed. I know the feeling.
You know, I asked Joe, I said, Joe, why do you put me in through this to deal with these two you know, crying Knicks fans. I mean, now I want to ask you the question that I asked Ed earlier, Jerry. I made a statement and asked a question. I think Tom Thibodeau is an outstanding basketball coach. I think he's a good coach to get you to. But at times, I don't know if he's the coach to get you through. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that the Knicks should make a move this offseason. I think that it's time for a change. I don't think he's the problem, but I agree with you that he can't get him to the next level. The problem is Karl Anthony Towns and his lack of defense, his lack of defensive knowledge, his lack of defensive commitment. The guy can score. Yes, he can do that. But even then, he frustrates me with those drives to the hoop where he's hunting for fouls more so than just going to the basket and trying to use his 7-foot size. So, if you look at him in a game and pick and roll, he's a liability all day. And that's the first 7-footer in NBA history who has been a liability defensively on pick and roll. So that's the big problem with the Knicks.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Was that not my assessment of Karl Anthony Towns before the season began?
Yeah. Can I ask you a question? Did you just sprain your shoulder, patting yourself on the back there?
That was my assessment of Carl Anthony Towns.
Yes,
Everything it was.
I know. I tell you what, I'd like to. One part I'd like to talk about is everybody's talking. Obviously, we all talk about Jalen Brunson. OG Mitchell Robinson, I thought looked really strong. It's like, is he like one of the best rebounders in the NBA? Because all of a sudden he really made a big impact, even in the loss, but I mean during the series.
You know, I agree with you. He played great. He was very active. He needs to work on his offensive skills. You know, the ironic part is that if Mitchell Robinson were healthy at the beginning of this season, we don't go get Carl Anthony Towns. He's not there properly. So but I think he's a great addition. I think they just need a guy in the middle who can do both things, play defense and score. You know, it's ironic that we're going to talk about the NBA Finals in a second. Isaiah Hartenstein, if he was still a member of the New York Knicks, I think the Knicks would be in the finals this year.
That's interesting.
He meant so much to the Knicks team in terms of defense. He can give you a little bit of scoring. He did it all, and I think that's the guy that we really miss.
And I got to say, because I got to go back to what Rob said. Rob did, when they picked up Kat, he did say this. And I was like, what are you going to do? I mean, I was unsure of the moves anyway at that time. But he puts up numbers and some things, but he doesn't play defense. He's a big that kind of is a wasted big, I think. And he ain't the guy. So I just don't know what's going to happen there. And I agree.
And if you go back to the tape, you probably find me saying the same thing with Rob at the end of the season when his deal went down. And I think that if Kat were 22 years old, that he can get it. But he's been in the league long enough where he's not going to get it.
Right.
Either you know how to play defense or you don't. He doesn't know how to play defense. He's not going to learn. And it's not going to change. So the Knicks may have to make a move. The thing is, who would take Carl Anthony Towns right now?
Yeah, with Jerry Bembry from the undefeated. Jerry, let's talk about those finals, the Pacers versus the Thunder. This is a chance for two extraordinary basketball players, in my opinion, who are great talents to become stars. Because I don't think right now you would think that Halliburton or SGA will be considered household names in sports.
Yeah, SGA has just been great the last couple of years. And, he was tremendous, and he's earned everything, that the MVP awards. His performance is spectacular. But and let's talk about Halliburton for a minute. He had a really big series against the Knicks. Anybody can have a big series when nobody's playing defense on you. But Halliburton has proven throughout these playoffs that he is a top-notch player in the league and didn't deserve that overrated title. But I think that these teams, why they are here right now, is not because of the stars. It's because of the contributing players on the squad. You know, you got, for Oklahoma City, Jalen Williams, Chet Holmgren, Lou Dort, Alex Caruso, Hartenstein. Those guys have been brilliant for OKC this season. And on the Pacers side, you know, Pascal Siakam, who won MVP of the Eastern Conference Finals, Miles Turner, Thomas Bryant, who barely played in the postseason this year, comes in game five and destroys the Knicks. So I think that the supporting cast for both of these teams have been great. And I think Anthony Edwards gave the ultimate compliment to OKC after they lost that series. He said, it's 15 puppets in one string. And that's how they operate. They're just a very cohesive unit. And that's why they're so dangerous. That's why they're going to win the series in five games.
That's exactly what I said. I said five games. I mean, and I think one of the reasons is defensively, they're very good. They can slow the Pacers down. And I think, on the boards, they're better than the Knicks, who I thought did a good job against the Pacers. But I think this game is going to be a short series.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, NBA obviously wants a long series for advertising purposes and audience. But, yeah, it's going to be a short series. But give credit to two more market teams that have reached the finals. The two teams that Oklahoma City, their payroll is 25th in the league. Indiana's payroll is 22nd in the league. So they're not the big money spenders. And Oklahoma City has set themselves up for a great future, because Sam Presti, who is the top executive in the game, they had 13 first-round picks in the next seven drafts.
Really?
So they can restock if these guys are leaving or want to go for greener pastures after they win a championship, they have the ability to restock that lineup. And so it's just a brilliant job by Sam Presti.
I didn't realize that. Wow. Okay.
Jerry Bimbry, are you working on anything that we need to be anticipating?
You know what? I was going to the NBA Finals had the Knicks made it. So, you know, I'm picking up some other sports stories right now. So I got a couple of stories. I really can't mention it now, but as we get closer and I get on with you guys, I'll let you know.
Thanks a lot, Jerry. I appreciate your time, man.
You guys take it easy.
All right. Yeah, when people tell you to stretch all the time because your body needs to get used to that movement, right? When you stretch. Yeah. So why on earth would I hurt my shoulder with patting myself on the back when I'm used to doing that?
That's a very fair point. See, if I would, I wouldn't have had to have people put stack, you know, pack my cancer scar here because I could have just done it myself.
You didn't know where I was going with that, did you?
No.
We're going to talk Orioles Doghouse at 9:15, but on the other side, we're going to start talking Orioles. Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick and contributor to 105.7 The Fan will join us up next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.